GIIS presents an audiobook on its award-winning Global Montessori Plus program, narrated by GMP coordinator Rama Rajiv.
Hi, I'm Rama Rajiv, and I have been associated with GIIS for over 14 years working with preschoolers. I've always loved working with little children, and the kind of response you get from them when they're stimulated is amazing. The curriculum is at the center of any school, and it is a core that explains the learning goals, the pedagogy, the content, and the assessments. The preschool curriculum at GIIS is called GMP, which stands for Global Montessori Plus. This is a well-researched curriculum created by experts and our teachers, keeping in mind the needs of the students at that age. It incorporates the best of the Montessori method and the theory of multiple intelligences by Howard Gardner. Through this audiobook, we will take you through our five pillars on which the curriculum is based. Students will tell us themselves how each of the pillars has benefited them. Let's hear from student Samrama Sharma. Pillar 1, Accelerate Program.
Hi, I am Samrama. I study at GIIS East Coast Campus. My teacher tells me to read one book every day. I can read 3-letter words quickly. I also know many sight words like come, hear, play and find. At kindergarten, my teacher helps me learn new words every day. When I come back home and read those words to my parents, they say I am a smart girl. A few days back, I learned to mix 2 colors and make a new color. I colored the Mother's Day card in maroon color by mixing red and black. Maroon is my mom's favorite color. In maths, between numbers 4 and 6, 5 is my favorite number as I am 5 years old. Thank you.
This was enthusiastic Samrama talking about our Accelerate program. Listening, speaking, reading and writing is the focus of this pillar where spoken English and a second language is taught. Numeracy is also taught through the Montessori approach and other best practices in preschool learning. Pillar 2, Multifaceted Learning.
Hi, my name is Vivan. My teacher taught me about internal logins. We can see our internal organs as they are inside the body. Brain, heart, stomach, kidneys, lungs are some of our internal organs. Brain helps us to think and get good ideas. Brain also tells other parts of the body what to do and when to do. When mommy is cooking something delicious, my brain helps my nose to recognize what is being cooked. Did you know there's a one sea animal that sleeps with one eye open? It's a dolphin. But I want to sleep with both my eyes closed. Otherwise, how am I able to dream?
What you heard from Vivan was part of a multifaceted learning pillar. This pillar is based on Professor Howard Gardner's theory of multiple intelligence, which taps on 8 intelligences that every child possesses. 8 activities are done every month based on the thematic topics. Vivan is one of her students who has taken to multifaceted learning like a fish to water. Many students like him are able to excel in multiple things under this pillar. Pillar 3, Eye Care Program.
I am in love with the green, sir. We learn at the school. I keep seeing all day at home. It's like, save your bottle, save your bottle, save your cans, save your cans. Bundle up your paper, bundle up your paper. That's the plan. That's the plan. Have you ever taken a pledge? We take a water pledge in a school with the promise to save water. My water pledge is, I'm a water hero. I will water plants early in the morning. I will take short showers every day. I will shut the tap while brushing my teeth. I'm a water saver. I will play my part and be water smart.
That was Nicole singing the green song and taking the water pledge under the I Care pillar. Students take this pledge on a daily basis at school. It is a unique pillar about caring for the things around us, and it focuses on two aspects. One, sensitizing children towards real-world problems and topics such as global warming, animal species conservation, energy conservation, waste management, and world hunger are dealt with. And two, instilling universal values such as honesty, courage, tolerance, empathy, etc. We have a strong green curriculum which provides ample opportunities for our students to do recycling and upcycling activities on a regular basis. Students also engage with the community through advocacy programs for single-use plastic or global warming. We teach our children to do composting of wet waste. We have an annual book donation drive called SAMLIP, which stands for South Africa Mobile Library Project, and this is done in conjunction with Sony Singapore. So students are encouraged to donate their books which are in good condition, and these are then transported through mobile libraries to about 50 provinces in South Africa, thereby helping in improving their literacy rates. These are just some examples of what is done under the I Care pillar. Pillar 4, I Play.
I get a lot of playtime to play in school. We play indoor games and outdoor games as well. The most fun thing to play in school is the sand paint. Me and my friends make castles and towers in the sand pit. We also pretend play in the toy library. Our teacher takes us to the big garden in school where we pick up twigs, leaves and pebbles and make figures of animals from these. I look forward to participating in fun races with my friends, but when I'm building blocks, I don't like to be disturbed. I like to play alone. I also attend enrichment classes in the afternoon every day from Monday to Friday. Classes are fun with abacus, yoga dramatics, speech and drama, young scientists and young Picasso. I look forward to these classes every day after my lunch break.
I could sense the excitement in Agastya's voice as he spoke about play. What he was talking about is a pillar called I Play. In my opinion, this is a very, very important pillar, and it is through play that children at a very early age engage and interact in the world around them. So learning through play is the most important part of growing up for our young students. Under this pillar, we focus on providing plenty of free opportunities for learning, which is without teacher intervention, as well as structured play, which is initiated by the teacher and it leads to learning. Pillar 5, Future Ready Learning.
Art and craft is my favorite class. Like a big artist, I also learn to paint on canvas and do sock art in school. During my art class, we get to use crayons, watercolors, Play-Doh, spoons, straws, and twigs. It's so much fun to draw and make whatever we want to. After we finish our work, teacher allows us to play with blocks, tangrams, tessellations, and many other things kept on the shelf. We create and build towers, bridges, rocket launches, and many other fun things with them. And my teacher also taught me to use QR codes. My teacher sends me the QR codes and I use the QR code app on my mom's phone to open website. The QR code is black in color and it is like a button that we switch on to see what is on a website.
Lakshana just spoke to you about our pillar on future ready learning. This pillar fosters creativity and innovation through STEAM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. There are plenty of resources in our classrooms for students to work on and build their castles and towers and rocket launches, etc. Students work on iPads to solve puzzles, mazes, and other thinking skill activities, and they use QR codes to access educational websites to enhance their learning. You've just had a sneak peek into the opportunities our GMP students are provided with to engage in experiential learning.
You were listening to our GIIS audiobook on Global Montessori Plus program. We hope you enjoyed the book. Come, join our program at East Coast or Smart Campus for a strong education foundation for your child right from kindergarten level. To contact us, please call 9631-6000 or write to us at admissions.sg@globalindianschool.org. You can also visit our website at singapore.globalindianschool.org for details. Goodbye for now.